with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was in Panama today meeting with Panamanian President Jose Raul Moleno before heading to a ribbon cutting for a new U.S.-financed dock at the Vasco Núñez de Balboa Naval Base. Hegseth says the U.S. and Panama are building their security relationship in response to a rising challenge from China, which President Trump deems unacceptable.
China-based companies continue to control critical infrastructure in the canal area. That gives China the potential to conduct surveillance activities across Panama. This makes Panama and the United States less secure, less prosperous, and less sovereign.
The White House is cheering the Supreme Court's ruling on the Alien Enemies Act. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Justices this week ruled that the Trump administration can invoke a 1798 wartime law to deport Venezuelans. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The highest court in the land made it clear that the President of the United States has the power to protect our homeland and forcibly remove foreign terrorists.
While it's a legal victory for the president, the Supreme Court said migrants must get a court hearing before they are taken from the United States. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A roof collapse at the iconic Jet Set nightclub in the Dominican Republic has killed at least 79 people and others may be trapped. Emergency Center Director Juan Manuel Mendez says crews would search tirelessly for people who might be trapped in the rubble at the site of the collapse in Santo Domingo. Monte Cristi Province Governor Nelcy Cruz said former MLB players Octavio Dotel and Tony Blanco were among the dead. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invades the game of pool.
Harriet Haynes and Lucy Smith faced off in the women's final of Britain's Ultimate Pool Pro Series, which doesn't sound so unusual until you learn that neither Harriet nor Lucy are actually women. Both are men living as women, and in the process of making the final, they defeated 14 real women, sparking outrage all across the United Kingdom, where pool is a much bigger deal than it is here in the U.S. There's talk of a lawsuit against the league by female players. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that every individual state has to decide how to handle abortion, the makeup of each state's Supreme Court is coming under scrutiny. There are also debates about how to select Supreme Court justices. 7 states use partisan elections, while 14 use nonpartisan ones. 9 states task governors with appointing justices. 2 use legislative appointments. 4 have hybrid models, and 14 use a merit selection process. This is SRN News. The Department of Homeland Security is telling people who entered the country using a Biden online app to go home immediately.
The agency doesn't say how many of the 900,000 people who use the CBP One app are being shown the door. The app was a key tool of President Biden's open border strategy. Upon taking office, President Trump quickly reversed course. He took the app down and set to work on securing the border against a flood of illegal aliens and deadly drugs. As a result, illegal crossings have plunged to record lows. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Internal Revenue Service's acting commissioner is resigning over a deal to share immigrants' tax data with Immigration and Customs Enforcement for the purpose of identifying and deporting people illegally in the United States. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.